Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the brand new Stats on 17th, which is on 17th Street between Chestnut and Sansom. Justin Veazey is the owner, managing partner here with me, and this place is now a sports bar opening Thursday, September 6th with the first Eagles home game. So first of all, Justin, how did you acquire this? This has been so many different things in the past.
So I used to work at G Lounge originally, and when it came up to me that I had the opportunity to grab it, me and my partner decided to jump on it and kind of create a concept that the nightlife is not as good as it used to be in the city, so we wanted to buy a place where we can offer reasonable price drinks, reasonable price bottle service with good food kick, and also since Philadelphia sports is at its hot right now, that we can make it into a sports bar as well.
So this used to be a dance club. What is happening with nightlife in Philadelphia? What is going on?
I think the price has scared people a little bit as far as bottle service, but the club knife is still there. It's definitely a younger crowd, but older people tend to get out as well. So my concept's going to be that it will accommodate the ultimate VIP customer, where you can get bottle service for a reasonable price that you're not going to get anywhere else in the city. But it's also going to cater to the happy hour clientele, the young clientele that comes in and just wants to go to the bar as well.
Now, do people still do that, bottle service and stuff, or do young people now have too many loans if they don't have any money?
They actually do bottle service, but it's very rare, all because the pricing is so marked up. That's why with my concept, I feel like it's going to be not as scary to the customer to be that VIP once a week if they chose to go that route.
And you're open 7 days a week?
Yep, so we're going to be open Monday through Thursday from 4 to 12. Fridays and Saturdays will open from 11 to 8. The food will stop at 8, and we will reopen as a night club from 9:30 to 2 a.m. Kind of with that concept that, like, how an ice hockey rink with the Flyers will convert to the Sixers and back to the concert as well. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to convert sports bar to a nightclub. And then Sundays, we're going to do Stats Sundays, which is going to be the ultimate city dayload, kind of like a Seattle Margate dayload to the city. It's going to go from 11 in the morning to 11 at night. The DJ will start at 3, and we're going to run our Stats Tees, which are Capri Sun themed with Twisted Tea and Raspberry Vodka, and they're going to be on special throughout the day.
All right, tell me about the food.
So the food, we have a couple of good appetizers and small plates, such as a crab bruschetta, which will be served on a crostini, jumbo lump crab meat, and a balsamic glaze. We're also going to have tequila lime wings, sesame wings, garlic wings, and a buffalo wings as well. We're going to have really good paninis. We're going to have a Cuban panini, an ultimate turkey club panini. We will be able to cater to the salads as well. We're going to do a Greek salad, Caesar salad. We're going to have flatbreads, anywhere from a truffle butter cheesesteak flatbread to a fig goat cheese prosciutto flatbread. And also we're going to do pizzas, individual pizzas, buffalo chicken pizza, white pizza, etc.
So the concept is something easy to eat when you're watching the game.
Yeah, great bar. A little bit more of an upscale bar food, but it's definitely easy to get out, easy to enjoy, not much of a mess, and quick bites while you're watching the game.
So basically you're going to be here your whole life, all the time.
Yes. Yeah, I'm done. I'm not going out anymore unless it's here at Stats. I think this is going to be the ultimate spot for a person that wants to go out and watch the game in Center City, but also the nightlife is going to be great here, so it's going to kind of be a one-stop shop. And considering there's games mostly every day of the week in the winter, we definitely want to make Stats the place to be. We're also going to try to incorporate a live show from the radio here, whether it's 97.5, however we're out we go, Howard Eskin. We're in the makes of getting it done for Friday happy hours.
Ooh. And you're strategically opening on Thursday, September 6th.
Yes, it's the first Eagles game. They play the Falcons, so we're going to run drink specials for that as well and kind of get the crowd going for the games in Center City.
All right, let's talk about bar food, because, you know, Philly has amazing tailgaters, and Philly even more so. Now everybody loves the Eagles no matter what, even if you're not from Philly,
right?
Because of the Super Bowl win.
Right.
So give us some suggestions. Talk to the people that are out there at their house. What kind of food would you recommend? What would you recommend making for the game?
For the people that go from Center City to the downtown South Philly to watch the games especially, they always are going to look for that one-stop shop to grab before they go to the game to get the food inside the stadiums, which is obviously, I mean, that's your last resort because it's overpriced. So Stats will create that concept where you can come in possibly an hour and a half before the game, grab a drink, grab great bar food, wings, stuff that would hold you all for the game, and then you can just jump on the subway and go straight down. It's going to be really good flavored wings. The wings are going to be dynamite here. And the flatbreads. Flatbreads come out, you know, easy. It's a small bite, and it's definitely going to be a huge hit, I believe.
So you're doing a lot of takeout?
Yeah.
Or eat-in?
Yeah, a lot of eat-in, but we are going to do takeout as well. We also are going to accommodate big parties. We already are looking at having a couple big after parties for city events, and we can do pretty much any catered event. You can customize your menu pretty much.
What's your vision for Stats?
The vision for Stats would be a place where it's not, I wouldn't say young crowd or an old crowd. It's pretty much where all crowds, all neighborhoods, all sports fans can meet. We're going to have the DirecTV package, so we're going to run every football game. So we want this to be like, you know, a place where, you know, a Buffalo Bills fan can come watch their game. But also, this is definitely Eagles turf. So we're going to have every Eagles game. And it's going to be a place where you could sit, relax, watch the games, eat, and also have entertainment. We're going to have music. Sundays are going to be insane here. Fridays and Saturday nights when it turns into a nightclub will be good as well. So it's pretty much all your stops in one.
What kind of security are you going to have for people that are coming in not wearing Eagles gear or wearing other teams?
That could be a problem. But we actually have one of the best door guys in the city. Our door manager is T-Fish. He's well known in the city. He won, oh my God, 4 or 5 times to be the best door guy in the city. So he's going to run a really good security and be like the face of the place outside. We also have Ryan LeBon, who used to work at Down. He's a veteran in the nightlife too. So we have definitely the staff to get that all figured out.
I'm assuming this is like going to be a big football place.
Yes. Definitely. Monday nights and Thursday nights, we're going to have specials for just the games. I think Miller Lite will do on Mondays. We're going to have a shot special for you. Thursdays as well. Thursdays, we might do some of it, a DJ later on after the game, maybe from like 11 to 2, because Thursday is the night to go out in the city. Everyone seems to go to Del Frisco's or wherever it is, and then they want to go out somewhere after where there'll be music in the game. So I'm looking at Stats to be their spot.
What kind of research did you do for Stats?
I did a lot. There's in our neighborhood, in our vicinity, there's only a couple sports bars, being, of course, Ladder, Vesper, Misconduct. But they all have their each individual thing. Vesper is sort of a club scene, more upscale club, which does dynamite. They're great there. Ladder's more of a younger scene. It's cheaper price, but they do an awesome job there, really good food. And Misconduct is just, you know, that neighborhood bar. Me, I kind of want to be all concepts in one if possible. I want to be the neighborhood bar where it could accommodate the older crowd that wants to watch the game, but also the younger crowd as well to come in on the Fridays and Saturday nights. And it will be a club-like environment on Friday and Saturday nights. So basically, we're going to hit all dimensions in one.
How long has this idea, Stats, been like in your brain?
I would say probably for about five to 6 months now.
Yeah.
And then once it happened, we kind of put all our visions on the table and made it happen. Our builder's great, MJB Builders, and ACG Interior Design, she really made the place great, Ashley. So definitely you will get a Philly sports feel when you come down here.
Tell me about your chef.
Okay, so our chef's a guy named Rob Faust. He's worked in the industry a while. A couple steakhouses, more high-end. Definitely overqualified because he's a dynamite chef. He's all about the sports concept. He came in making some specialty wings that are going to hit. I mean, tequila, everyone's been on tequila kick, so our tequila lime wings are out of this world. We're also running buffalo wings with a hot, spicy twist. And he's pretty much going to customize each flatbread to be a definite top seller.
And then you've got tons of drink specials.
Yes, so we're going to run... our Stats teas, like I said, they're going to be in a Capri Sun. That's going to be our signature Sunday drink. It's on draft. It's going to have Smirnoff Raspberry with Twisted Tea Light, kind of like a tea bomb, I guess, essentially, on draft. We're going to have draft specials weekly. We're going to run a lot with Truly Spiked Tea since that seems to go great. The mint one, we're going to mix with the Kettle One Cucumber Mint Vodka, so kind of give that a twist. And there will be a shop special during each game. I think the Eagles will run green teas, obviously, since it's a green nation in the city for the games.
Oh, yeah. Green forever now, especially. Yeah. People are looking for a Second championship.
Yes, of course. Hopefully they give it to us, too. I think that they're, as long as they stay healthy, they'll be okay.
What are you most looking forward to about opening Stats?
Just get into everybody in the city and together and networking. I mean, it's all about networking. I mean, I want to give every person that comes into the building, whether they're 21 or 40, the ultimate VIP experience, whether you're getting a bottle or you're going to the bar to get one beer on happy hour and leaving. I definitely want everyone to be treated with the best hospitality in the game and also be able to enjoy their time here.
How many people can you fit in the building?
You can go anywhere to 400. I think we're topped at 425.
And these are all like the, you know, high tops and tables, but you're going to clear that out.
Yeah, so pretty much we'll have our high tops and tables in the dining area. That'll seat probably 50 people. We're also going to run during the week cornhole, since cornhole seems to take off. So we might do a tournament or just for anyone just to play around to watch the games, because it's ultimately like a tailgate feel. And then Fridays and Saturday nights, we're going to move the tables in the back. We have a couple couches that are going to come out, and the one big room will turn into a dance floor, and that's your nightclub conversion. Our big-time tables are going to be inside, which is based off of, as you see, a baseball dugout with the floor and the netting to give you that that feel that you're still in a sports arena.
Nice. All right. Anything else you want to add?
No. Definitely come out to Stats and check it out, though, on September 6th.
What's been the biggest challenge to opening?
Our time frame. We had a short time frame, so we had to get the construction done. Like I said, he's one of the best in the game. Interior design, she did great. She's dynamite as well. And now it's all coming together. We hired our people, and we have orientations coming up, and we're going to be good to go.
All right. Eagles' first home game is Thursday, September 6th. It's also the first day of Stats on 17th. It's on 17th between Chestnut and Sansom.
Yep.
Justin Veazey is the owner, managing partner. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
And go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.